Okay, good evening, everyone. So last night we were speaking about some of the conditions that are necessary in order to remove a pot from a it keeps switching back to being muted. Okay. So in order to be able to remove a pot from a blech and replace it and put it back there. So we mentioned that, first of all, it has to be something like a blech, but it has to be a covered fire. And we mentioned that the person, when he takes it off, he has to have in mind that he's going to put it back. And we also mentioned that he's not supposed to put it down. He's supposed to hold it in his hand. So I said yesterday that we would discuss, let's say holding it in his hands is very impractical. If, for example, if he has no one else to help him, or she, a woman is taking it off and she has no one to help her, she wants to take off the chalent pot and then spoon out some of the chalent into a bowl, whatever it may be, or maybe into a few bowls, and then be able to put it back. And to do all that while holding the pot in her hand is going to be extremely difficult. So the best thing is have somebody else work with you. But if you can't, so some posts can say that even if you just put it down on a table or the like, not on the floor, but something like a table, and you keep your hand on it. I mean, you keep one hand on the pot, on the handle of the pot, with the other hand, you do what you need to do, that would be okay, and you could still move it back. But that's my focus. But even those who don't accept that, a better idea would be to mute everyone, and I'll just unmute myself again. Okay. A better idea would be to hold it in a way that it's not fully on the table. In other words, you're holding it up. You're holding it at an angle so that it's not resting. The base of the crock pot or whatever it is, of the pot, is not completely resting flat on the table, but rather you're holding it up with one hand inside an angle. And even better would be if you could hold it by the edge of the table so that you must hold on to it. If you would let go, it would fall. It would fall to the floor. This way, it's even though you're not mamish holding it, but it's dependent on you. The stability of the pot is dependent on your hand being there. So if you can't get someone else to help you, that would be the best thing. Put it at the edge of the table, or at least, if you can't put it at the edge, put it down and keep your hand on it and try to keep it at an angle so it's not completely leaning, resting on the table. Okay. Now, I should point out that these two conditions that you have in mind to put it back, and that your hand is on it, are less critical for the Svardim, because these are really conditions which the Ramah adds in the Shulchan Aruch. According to the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Svardim typically follow, the main thing is not to put it down on the ground, but to put it on a different surface, or to take it off, and even if you didn't have in mind to put it back and you want to put it back later as an afterthought, would be less problematic for the Svardim. You may want to check it out with your husband or with your Rav, if you're from Svardish women. But for Ashkenazim, these are important details. But I did mention, I believe, yesterday, that even Ashkenazim, b'dieved, if you have one of those two details, you still can put the pot back, provided the flame is covered and the food is completely cooked and still somewhat warm. Okay, now, this is all talking about a pot which was on the stovetop or on the blech, and you took it off and want to put it back. But to take something from the refrigerator or something which was not on the blech when Shabbos began, it was not on the blech, it was sitting on your kitchen table or sitting in your refrigerator, even if it's fully cooked and even if it's hot, let's say it was heated up before Shabbos and still somewhat hot, and even if you have a covered flame, you're not allowed to do that. It means you can't put things on the blech from the refrigerator. Now, when I say you can't put them on the blech, well, if you have a large blech and there's, let's say, it covers your entire stovetop and there's only one flame on, so that there's an edge of the blech, there's the far end of the blech away from the fire is not even hot, yeah, then you could put something there. It's not going to, you know, you're not going to get much. I mean, I say it's not hot. I mean, it can't really heat up the food. It could just make it slightly warm. So technically, you could do that if it will not bring the food up to 110 degrees, which probably doesn't pay for you to do. But so for the most part, taking anything from the refrigerator or from the kitchen, which was not on the blech, and to place it on the blech on Shabbos is not going to be permissible. Everything we spoke about till now was that it was on the blech already, and you want to remove it and replace it and put it back, but not to take it from a place other than the blech and put it on the blech. What you could do, though, is let's say you have a pot, whether it's a pot over an open fire or whether it's a pot on a blech or a crock pot, you could put other food on top of that. You're allowed to put food on top of a pot, which is hot, which is sitting on a flame or in a blech. You could do that. And another possibility would be the following. So before I tell you another possibility, let's just address first the situation where a person is not using a conventional stovetop and he's not using a crock pot. He's using a hot plate, or what they call a plata, a Shabbos plata. That's what he's using for, to keep his food hot. So that has a different status as far as leaving pots there. As far as leaving pots there when Shabbos began and putting pots back, over there it is not necessary to have a blech on top of the plata in order to leave food there from before Shabbos, or in order to take foods off and put them back, take pots off and put them back. However, let's say you want to take something from the refrigerator, which was completely cooked, a dry food, completely cooked, because a wet food, once it's, a liquid, once it's cooled off, you can't reheat it at all on Shabbos in any manner. But let's say it's a dry food, it's for the most part dry. It's basically a solid dry food, and it's completely cooked. And you want to be able to take it though from the refrigerator and heat it up. So you are allowed to put it on a plata. However, the proper way to do it, and again, at least lefi the Ashkenazic halacha, the way to do it would be not to put it directly on the plata, but to first put a piece of foil on the plata, and then to take a shallow disposable pan, or it doesn't have to be disposable, it could be a permanent pan, or cookie sheet, something with a very small rim, a very small lip, turn it upside down and put that on the foil. So now you have your plata, the whole plata is hot. On top of the plata, on top of the hot plate, you're putting a piece of foil, which is in a sense is like a blech, and then you're taking another pot, but overturned. And the pot or pan, it could be very narrow, it could be a very shallow pan, so that when you put the pot of food from the refrigerator on it, it's very close to the plata. It's not raised very much at all, because using something very shallow, and it will get decently hot that way. That is the way it is recommended to heat up foods if you do not have a pot, a pot that's cooking to put it on. But you do have a plata, so that would be the recommended way to do it. But again, in all these cases, we're talking about that the food is completely hot, it's completely cooked. The food is completely cooked, then you could do this. Now, to clarify, in the case of the plata, the food that you're putting on does not have to be hot. If it's dry food, completely cooked, it does not have to be hot. The condition, the stipulation I mentioned of it being hot is when you're doing chazara. You're doing chazara onto a blech. That's where we have the stipulation that it has to still be hot. But if you're putting it onto a plata, I hope I'm being clear, a plata is a different situation. If you're putting it onto a Shabbos plata, a hot plate, there, as long as you cover it with a sheet of foil and use an overturned pan, and the food just has to be completely cooked, but it could come from the refrigerator. This is not chazara. This is a different concept where you're taking food that was not there before Shabbos. So it's okay to do it, but not on a blech, and not on a crock pot, or I should say not on a crock pot base, not on a blech, and certainly not on an open flame. It's okay only to do it number one, on top of a pot that's already sitting on the fire or sitting on a blech, and that would include a crock pot. You could put it on top of a crock pot, or if you have a Shabbos plate, a hot plate plugged in, you could put it on the hot plate. But the best way to do it, the proper way, lechatchila, to do it, would be first to cover the hot plate with a sheet of foil and then use an overturned pan, as I said. From what I understand, the Sfardim are not makpid on those details of on the hot plate. Once they have a hot plate, at least many of the Sfardim, I am told, follow the psak that it's okay to put it directly on the plata. And there's an opinion that allows that even in the Ashkenazic world, but nonetheless, the recommended way is, as I said. Okay, so Ez Hashem, next week, Sunday, hopefully we'll continue. We'll move on from the topic of the stovetop and putting things on and off, etc., which I hopefully we covered. I hope it was clear tonight. If not, somebody wants to contact me, I'd be happy to try to clarify. But we'll move on to a number of other halachas still within the realm of Bishul that are very critical to know. So I would like to spend some more time on that. Ez Hashem, hopefully we'll do that next week. And when we've covered a bit more of that, we'll move on to another topic. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Shabbos. All the best.